Hello, my fellow gamers, and welcome to my Call of Duty podcast. On this week's episode, I'll be going through my top 3 favorite Call of Duty games. At the end of each one, I'll be rating them out of 10, and also be talking about the missions I liked in each game. The original Call of Duty was made in 2002, and is still the best-selling franchise in making first-person shooters. In every Call of Duty game, there has been a 3-year development cycle since Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019 has been released. Not many Call of Duty games have had a 3-year development cycle, only a 2-year cycle, making them not so good. The first game I'll be talking about is Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. What I like about this game is that it included new characters into the Call of Duty franchise. There were some very iconic lines that were said within the game. The multiplayer was a massive hit in this game, as it allowed players to practice their skills while using various weapons from the campaign. They could also modify their guns once they were at a level that allowed them to modify their guns, and play with up to 4 friends, or play rounds with a friend against AI, computer-controlled enemies. It was just amazing. Missions I liked in Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare are FNG, which is a training mission, Crew Expendable, which is the name of the mission. This mission is the first real mission where the character you play as Soap, which is your character's nickname. You and your squad land on a ship, and your objective is to find a container with an important piece of equipment on it. Then you have to get back to your helicopter. The rating I give this game is a solid 9 out of 10. The second game I'll be talking about is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019. In Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the game brought back some iconic characters from previous games, such as Price from Modern Warfare 2, Gaz from Call of Duty 4, and Ghost from Modern Warfare 2. The missions that were made were a lot more realistic, and the visuals were fantastic. The multiplayer aspect of this game was very much the best that this specific Call of Duty game had to offer. The stealth missions, the missions where you had to be quiet and sneaky, were the best I've seen in a game, in a Call of Duty game I own. The missions took place in various different locations, making the game feel that it was taking a good step in moving the Call of Duty franchise in a different way, to put more people want to own it, so they could experience it for themselves. The rating I give this game is a solid 10 out of 10. The missions I liked are clean house. Your task is to enter a house and eliminate everyone, finally getting to the attic, opening up a door and seeing a girl with her hands up as she is backing up to a remote detonator. She gets shot. We find evidence on the table, which are all the papers behind her. Then you and your partner head to a hospital in search for an enemy. The third game I'll be talking about is Call of Duty Cold War. What I like about this game is that it was based in 1980, and it brings back a new feel to the game. Not so much as a modern Call of Duty game. It has a lot of old weapons and a lot of old maps from previous games. But the one thing I do not like about this game is that it was entirely rushed, just because it was close to Christmas when Cold War was released. It didn't feel right to many people because there hadn't been a Call of Duty game that had been set in the late 1980s before. But it was still a great game that had been made. The multiplayer aspect is the fastest it has ever been in a Call of Duty game. One of the characters, Frank Woods, aka Woods, the original voice actor James C. Burns, was sacked by Activision. The rating I give this game is a solid 8 out of 10. The missions I liked in Call of Duty Cold War are Nowhere Left to Run, was a mission where 3 men had to run and gun through a house, then the target made a run for it. You had to kill everyone. Then you caught up to him, you could either take him hostage or drop him over the edge of a building. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Next week's episode, we'll be talking about the three most played Call of Duty games made. See you in the next episode of my Call of Duty podcast.